episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. Sean Strauss, my co-host. I'm Brian Johnson. Sean Strauss, my co-host, can't be with us today, unfortunately, but he'll be back, I promise, for future episodes. Very pleased to be joined again by our friend Tony Superbad Woods. Tony, how you doing?
How's it going, man? Great, man. Good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah.
How's everything been?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Glad to see you again. And of course, you have a big fight coming up Friday, April 12th, against Deshaun Prather. Mm-hmm. The Universal Boxing Organization Continental Middleweight title is on the line, vacant title. So that's a super cool opportunity for you. So, Tony, I know you're undefeated, 12 wins, no losses, 10 knockouts, I believe. Your opponent has a very nice record, 17-1. Tell me about it. What's your scouting report on Deshaun, and what are your thoughts on this fight coming up?
It's gonna be a tough fight, man. He's a solid boxer, man. He's been there with some tough guys. He's got some really solid fights on his record. A lot of the guys he's fought are smaller guys, so he's going to be a smaller guy in the ring this coming Friday. But I mean, he's a boxer. He moves well, so we're gonna have to cut the ring off and kind of apply pressure like we normally do. But I think that kind of plays into my game, so we've been training hard. We've been working hard, so I think I'm ready to go.
So tell us, remind us, what weight are you fighting at for this fight?
160.
Okay.
This will be at 160 pounds. I think most of his fights have been 54. I want to say. I think he's fought as low as welterweight, but I'm pretty sure like most of his. And I think he has maybe one fight at super middleweight, but nothing. He's normally a 154 pounder, I want to say. So I think he's moving up for this fight. So
okay,
we definitely probably a bigger guy. That I'm not sure. I'm not super familiar with him. I've only seen a little bit of tape on him. Like mm-hmm. I said, he's a good boxer. He doesn't really like to engage too often. Like likes to use his legs and stick behind the jab. So planning to cut the ring off, make him uncomfortable early.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like he has only a couple of knockouts on his resume, so it doesn't appear to be a big puncher.
No, but not by any means.
What do you make of that when you go into a fight like this? I know, you know, anybody can hurt their opponent if you get hit right, mm-hmm. right? So you can't play too much into that. But does that have an impact on your strategy, knowing that you're not in there with a guy with apparently with super one punch knockout power, or is that?
I mean, I guess in my mind, I don't really ever judge that on a guy until I'm in the ring. Until I'm in the ring and I kind of felt out the first couple exchanges and kind of feel what a guy really has. But because I mean, you never know. I mean, from what I've seen from his boxing style, he doesn't really sit down on his punches. He's not a big sitter on his shots. He likes to touch and move. So maybe that could play into it. I'm not too sure. But mm-hmm. I mean, but and then again, if a guy fights 18 times and only has two knockouts, I mean, either some guys have power, some guys don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't really know until I get in there. But I mean, I'm not gonna overlook it by any means, because like you said, it only takes. You know, it takes one perfectly placed shot and anybody can go down. So mm-hmm. we'll see when it happens when we get in there. We'll adjust as accordingly as we need to. But as of right now, I mean, my strategy is to go in there and be dominant and control the ring and fight my fight.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're not taking him lightly. He has a great record and that speaks for itself. So. Mm-hmm. A tough fight, probably. I was just looking at his record. I'm sure that you're his toughest opponent to date, and he's probably your toughest opponent to date.
Easily.
No, I was gonna say it's a good fight for both you guys, and hopefully, I'm sure it'll be entertaining for the fans here. And
I always try to put on a good show for the fans. I think it always takes the right dance partner to bring out. the most spectacular show. So hopefully he can live up to a solid dance partner.
Absolutely. And so the fight's taking place Friday, April 12th, this coming Friday. We're talking on Saturday as we speak here, and this is in Springfield, Missouri. So do you expect to have a contingent of fans coming down there to support you?
Not for this show. This is actually so the fight is taking place at the Stronger Men's Conference. It's a big Christmas men's retreat they do every year. It's the biggest men's retreat or Christmas retreat in the I guess in the US. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a private event, so won't have any fans in attendance. I mean, well, I guess I fought there a couple of years ago, so I'll probably have some fans in attendance from last time I fought there, but local fans, I won't have any in attendance. So it won't be unfamiliar territory because I've been there before. They're familiar with me. I fought there back in 2020 or 2021, early 2021 after COVID. And I know they're looking forward to having me back down there. So it'll be spectacular. They're doing it full capacity too this time. So it's gonna be a packed arena, 10,000 plus people. So it's gonna be a good one, man. It's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. So who's going down there with you? Who's on your team? You're working with Corey Rodriguez and as usual. And tell me a little bit
Jesse,
about
Jesse Garza will be with me this time.
Okay. Have you been getting in some good work, good sparring, and anticipation?
This camp I've probably had the best sparring, the most sparring, and some of the best sparring I've had in my camps to date, outside of probably, I have to say, the camp with Caleb when he was getting ready for his plant fight. I think that was the only other camp I've had where I've had more rounds and more sparring than I had for this camp. So I think we're ready. We're battle tested and we're ready to go eight. First time go stepping in there for eight rounds, and I'm looking forward to putting on a spectacular eight if I have to.
Yeah, anyone in particular you've been sparring with that you can mention?
Just some of the local guys from my gym. Knowledge Johnson. I know he's a local from Firehouse Gym. He's a two-time Upper Midwest champion. A couple of local guys, Garrett from Northside Boxing Gym, another good little amateur. I had a couple of pros come down. I think Gavin, I worked with Gavin. I worked with a couple guys from local around here, but that's the norm. We've been trying to look for a lot of boxers. Oh, and then Terrence as well, I've been working with.
Okay.
So he's just kind of using guys who have that boxing style, that are long, like to move a lot, don't like to sit in there, is the kind of guys we've been kind of having in practice, and it's been great work.
And Gavin has a fight coming up on the 13th at Treasure Island, so that's good.
Yeah, that'd be looking forward to that. I think I sparred his opponent too. I think I sparred both of them guys this camp.
Tyler,
yeah, I think it's gonna be good fight.
Yeah, that'll be a good fight. That'll be a good fight. We that card's starting to shape up now with some. I hear that Colton Lorner has an opponent now, and Corey looks like Corey Thompson's gonna be on there, and Tim Bender, who I interviewed recently, so that'll be a good one.
I'd like to got back there or got out there and checked that card out, but I don't know what time. I think I get back at like 6. We'll see. I have to see how I feel after all the plane flights I take to get back home.
Well, hopefully you'll be in a good mood, triumphant mood, wearing your new belt and all that.
Right, that's the plan, man. That'd be great. If I can make it back and. Feeling pretty up to it. Don't take too much damage. Make it down there and show off the belt a little bit.
Will the fight be available on? Will it be available on any streaming platforms or anything like that for people who want to watch it?
Yes, they're going to do it. So there's a streaming link you can purchase on the Stronger Men's Conference website. I think it's just Stronger Men's Conference.com or I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And then you can get on there and you can find the stream content. It's they do a great stream. I got my family had it last year, or not last year, but a couple few years ago when I fought there. And it's a great stream. It's looks like every other professional fight you'd watch on TV. So good camera, great camera angle, great streaming service. They do a great job out there. It's a spectacular show. I'm really looking forward to being back down there again. It's really good time.
We'll try to post that link if we get a chance on our social media sites. And so for people who want to check it out, would definitely encourage that. So,
it's going to be a cool event.
Yeah. I know, Tony, to shift gears a little bit, I know you're a huge boxing fan as well as a terrific boxer in your own right. Some interesting fights coming up. I don't really even want to talk about the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing. That's kind of a sideshow to me, but you can talk about it if you want to. But I'm curious what you think, first of all, about Usyk Fury coming up. I think a lot of people initially thought Fury was going to probably a big favorite in that fight, but then his stock went down a little bit after the Ngannou fight. Usyk is Usyk, man. He's tough. What are your thoughts on that?
I keep forgetting that fight's coming up, man. Like initially I thought Fury was gonna easily go through and probably just outbox and easily coast to a victory over Usyk. I like Usyk a lot. He's a great boxer as well. Very talented boxer. Actually, a lot better than I realized he was until I watched the Joshua fight.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the Ngannou Fury, I really question how hard Fury trained for that fight. I don't believe I know he was doing that was around the time he was doing that documentary or the little documentary show on Netflix, and I just don't believe he really put a real camp in, especially for Anthony Joshua to fight Ngannou next and go out there and just take care of him in two rounds. Like there's no way Tyson Fury really trained. He didn't take that fight seriously. That's my personal belief on it. Not, and I don't want to knock Ngannou because Ngannou is a very great fighter as well. And to get in there, to go from MMA, top of the MMA world, to come over to the boxing world and get in there with the top best fighters, he did an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
But I do question Fury's commitment to that fight. But as far as the Usyk, I think Usyk has a real chance. I think if he can find a way to weather the size and the pressure that Fury brings and can apply to you and find a way to deal with that jab, I think he can have a lot of success. But yeah, it's still a 50-50 fight to me. I still think if Fury comes and it's the Fury we used to see, and I think Fury wins that fight.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he underestimated Ngannou in that fight. And I don't think he's going to be underestimating Usyk. So I think he'll be ready and it'll be a good fight. We'll see what happens there. Another one I'm really excited about is Beterbiev versus Bivol.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
I keep going back and forth. I'm a huge Beterbiev fan.
That's...
I love Beterbiev.
Yeah.
Bivol, what can you say? The guy beat Canelo. That could go either way. To me, it's a 50-50 fight. But
I know it, but it's weird because the way if you watch Archer fight, Beterbiev fight, it's the way he dismantles and breaks down guys through take him 8 rounds, 8 to 6 rounds. He can literally just break guys because his pressure, the way he applies his pressure in his boxing, his boxing ability is really underrated. Like he's very sneaky, very slick. In his own right, he doesn't do anything one thing spectacular, but he does enough things well to where he's very he it makes him very crafty. So I have a very hard time going against Archer, especially because he has that big knockout power. He is a knockout artist.
Yeah,
compared to Bivol, I think he's easily the better boxer.
Mm-hmm.
Way better jab. He is flawed in some sense. I don't really like the way he throws his punches. He kind of gets his chin up. He kind of throws like he likes to bounce and kind of get here. So I don't like that against Beterbiev. But you can't count the ball out. He's a very, 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 very sharp, very tight guard. He does box very well. He has a really good jab. He does move, and he's big. He's a big guy. He's huge. Like, I didn't realize how big he was until I seen the weigh-ins with him and Canelo, and I was like, oh, yeah, he's huge. I probably had Canelo winning that fight up until I seen the weigh-ins, and I was like, the punch resilience is what's going to make the difference, and that's exactly what the difference ended up being in that fight. Was Bivol was able to absorb them shots that most guys at 68 can't take. So yeah. That's a fight I'm looking forward to as well. I think it's gonna be a great clash.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. And the undercard's pretty solid too. I'm looking almost as much as the main event, looking forward to Wilder and Zhang.
I didn't even know that one was on the undercard of that fight.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that fight got made. I was hearing about it, but I didn't see that fight actually got made. So that fight's actually they're fighting.
From what I understand, they're fighting and it's on the undercard, and I think that's a great your classic.
That'd be a nice fight.
That'll be a nice two, probably arguably the two biggest punchers in the heavyweight division right now. And the winner goes on to another big fight. The loser is maybe how to think about hanging it up. In my opinion,
for Wilder, he can't. If it's another, if he suffers another brutal knockout, I'd like to see him retire. I mean, the Fury fights were insane to watch. To see him take that amount of punishment,
yeah.
And then, I mean, if you go back, even if you go back and you watch the fights when he fought Luis.
Oh, LRT. Luis. Yeah, King Kong.
Ortiz. So when he fought Ortiz, like, he took big shots in those fights. And yeah, he wasn't able to, those fights, he just happened to be able to weather the storm. But I mean, he took big, heavy shots, and he was hurt multiple times in that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fury fight, the first fight was very close and very good.
Mm-hmm.
The second two fights were brutal to watch. Mm-hmm. Fury just put his weight on him and beat on him the way he was able to beat on him in fights is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward. I love to see him bounce back. I mean, he's our American heavyweight. Next to big baby Miller, who's coming up, not big baby Miller, but
Jared Anderson.
Yeah, I get the names mixed up.
Yeah.
But Jared Anderson coming up. I mean, he's obviously the next guy, but I still like to see Wilder go out with a bang.
Yeah. I have a feeling this fight might be a little more. Joseph Parker, of course, I don't know what happened in that fight, but Fury just didn't seem to be into it. And Parker's an excellent boxer. So, but maybe Zhang is a little more tailor made for Fury style or for Wilder style. I don't know.
Zhang's big too. His punch. I'm looking forward to see how his punch resonates. It's like when you get to them bigger weights, when you get them bigger, thicker guys, their punch resilience is so much higher. So they can take a bigger shot. To where you get in there with some of them guys who are a little bit smaller, they can't take that. They can't take them heavy shots, and power shots. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that's gonna how that'll play in, especially with Wilder. His biggest flaw to him is his lower half. He just, his legs are just not there. He doesn't have anything to sit on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's his biggest downfall is when guys get to put weight on him and apply pressure, it wears on him. He starts to wear down really fast because of that. So that's where the fight will be won. I think if Wilder can keep him off and set up his right hand, he can have success. If not, I can see Zhang taking it to him.
Yeah, that'd be a good fight. And I'm pretty sure it is on the undercard of that Bivol fight. Better be
a
it's not, I'll stand corrected, but it's I'm pretty sure that the fight is a done deal now. So we'll see how that goes.
I think Noah is fighting too, ain't he? Fighting near.
Who is?
Ain't that coming up? Noah Inoue. Inoue's fighting Neary, ain't he? That's coming up, ain't it?
I know he's one of your favorites. So.
Yeah, man, I know he's coming up. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, too. I think that'll be a good fight. And then coming into the summer, we'll have, hopefully, we'll have the Gervonta and Frank Martin, which I'm interested in seeing, too.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a good
Frank
one.
Martin's a very good fighter. Yeah. Frank Martin's a great fighter. I like to see. And to see him in there with Tank, I think Tank's boxing is underrated. I think Tank beats him, but it's still, I mean, Frank Martin's always an interesting fight to watch. His boxing, his movement, his IQ is very high. I like to watch. So I enjoy watching it sometimes.
Yeah, what do you think of the Devin Haney Ryan Garcia fight? That's a lot of trash talking going on
I don't know, man. It's so much back and forth, and Ryan got, and I understand the dynamic, and Ryan trying to sell the fight and doing what he has to do, and he's being the character he is, but like some of it's just, I feel like it's too much. It's distracting. Like it's like, man, like it's almost to the point where he's like, you don't even care no more. Like, you know, I don't want to hear about it, bro. Just get in the ring and fight. So
right.
I hope it is just him trolling and just trying to build the fight, and I hope he's really just training. He does come to fight, and it is a good fight, but it'll remain to be seen till fight night.
Yeah, that'll be. Does the Canelo fight do anything for you?
Yeah, I forgot. He did just enough. No, not really. I don't. Mugia.
Mugia. Yeah. I couldn't even remember his name. That's how uninspired.
I don't know. I would have liked to see him go a different direction.
Yeah. I think we wanted to see him fight Benavidez, or, you know, maybe.
He, and in my mind, he should have just done it.
Yeah.
He should have just took the Benavidez. If he, because in my mind, he takes the Benavidez fight. If he beats Benavidez, there's nothing else to be said. Like, he's done.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what else do you need to do? You beat Mungia? Come on, man. Like, people are going to expect that. No matter how good of a fighter Mungia is, because he is a good fighter, but they're not going to give him his credit. They're gonna be like, oh, it's Mungia. All of a sudden, Mungia will go from being, what's he, 55-0 with 49 knockouts or something. He'll go from being a solid champion who's knocked out, beat most of the guys he's fought, to he's a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, will I probably tune in? I might, but not like super excited to watch that.
Yeah, I was. Did you see the Tim Tszyu fight with Fundura? That was quite a.
That I didn't see that. I was actually I was at a buddy's house having a little get together, but I did hear about that fight. I heard that fight was crazy. I respect Tim Tszyu even taking the Fundura fight on the 12-day notice or whatever. Like,
mm-hmm.
as the champion, as an undefeated fighter, to be getting ready and preparing for what would have been what his biggest a biggest strongest opponent to date with. I mean, I don't know if his biggest opponent, but name wise, his biggest opponent in Thurman.
Yeah.
And Thurman's a good boxer in his own right. To see him, that fight fall off, and him actually continue and still take the fight and take against Fundura of all people, and with that length and the size, that was you got to hats off to him. He said that was he's a warrior for even taking that fight. I couldn't believe he accepted it.
Yeah,
and Fundura. Sounds, I mean,
yeah,
he's a warrior too, man.
Oh yeah, man, that fight he had against Erickson Lubin, that was
crazy.
Crazy, crazy good fight. So I love both of those guys. And so, you know, for Tim to keep fighting with the blood coming down. And
yeah, that was insane. They were both, but it's crazy. They were both busted up pretty bad too.
Yeah.
I think the cut that Tim Tszyu suffered, and Fundura having nothing to lose coming off his knockout loss. Mm-hmm. I think that's what pushed him to win. I think that's what pushed him to win that fight. I think that's how he pulled it. He pulled it off because he knew he had nothing to lose. Said, okay, cool. I'm taking this on a 12-day notice. I'm ready. I'm coming off a knockout loss. They don't expect nothing from me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what willed him through. But mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, no, to yeah, that fight was insane. Like, I went back and I seen clips of it, and I was like, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of blood between both guys is like, geez. I mean, and this is coming from someone who's fought with a pretty nasty cut before, but I couldn't only imagine having that much blood between two guys. If you care.
Yeah, that was wild. And I think Fundura was scheduled to be on the undercard, so he was ready to fight. But
I didn't know that part.
I think so, yeah. So but anyway, that was amazing. And the it sounds like they might be running that one back, and I hope they do.
They should. I think when I seen Errol Spence get in the ring trying to capture that, I was like, oh, no. Tim Tszyu deserves his rematch.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I think
plus,
so.
There's money. There's money. There's money there.
Yeah.
There's money in a rematch. People want to see that again. That fight was crazy. I'll definitely be tuning into the rematch.
Oh yeah, 100%. To shift gears again a little bit, we know that you're an Iowa guy. Are you going to be watching the women's basketball championship, Caitlin Clark, the whole, I don't know how much a hoops guy you are, but you got to be up
I
to
don't watch too much. I don't watch too much basketball, but I mean, it's Iowa's, and I'm not, I've never been an Iowa Hawkeye fan. I've always been an Iowa State guy,
Oh,
but
really? Okay.
it is nice. It is nice to see, Iowa making a run and being back there. I like LSU too. I grew up, my pops was always a big LSU fan. So like I grew up LSU fan as well. So like after they beat LSU, it was like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like I'm gonna pull for Iowa cause Iowa, I'm from there. But yeah, it's amazing. Peyton Clark is a heck of a player. Like, she's insane. Like the way she's brought the national attention and national stage to women's basketball, college women's basketball is crazy, and I know she's gonna do the same thing for WNBA. So I'm looking forward to seeing where after she, I think they win this. I think they win it all. I think they beat South Carolina. I think South Carolina's gonna come in there a little over their skis, and I think Caitlin can make it happen. They can that Iowa girls team can finish the job this year. So I'm looking forward to that. But I think she's gonna be great.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Tony, I don't want to take up too much of your time here. Any other thoughts or any message to your fans before I let you go?
Nothing too crazy. Just you follow me on Instagram at young_hefe on Instagram, and it's Tony Woods on Facebook. It's probably Tony Woods on Instagram. You can probably find me that way too. Just if you make sure if you can get the link and you can get on there and check out my fight this coming Friday, April 12th, man. Tune in. I'm gonna put on a show and I'm gonna bring this belt home back for all my fans.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to that, Tony. Best of luck to you as always, and I'm sure you're gonna go down there and get the job done and move on to even bigger and better things. I've been seeing this for a long time, but I'd love to see you on one of those fight cards at the Armory. And
I know, man. I'm hoping to get there too.
Yeah. So that they'll be back probably, hopefully, this spring or summer sometime. I know nothing has officially been announced yet, but I know they'll be back. So, looking forward to that, and hopefully we'll see you there one way or another.
Yeah. Of course, well, definitely. You know, I always make an appearance when they go to the Army. I got to stop down there, but I'm hoping to be in the ring this time. Next time I'm down there, that'd be the hope.
Absolutely. All right, my friend. Thanks for joining me. Best wishes to you. We'll talk again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.